Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to Missions in Action, a feature that focuses on the work of missionaries who are delivering the good news of Jesus around the region and around the world. Today we're visiting with Lauren, a dancer and choreographer from the U.S. Lauren, you recently went on a missions trip. Would you tell us a little bit about why you went and what you did while you were there?
Yeah, so I just went to China and it was incredible. Right now at home, I do a lot of dance things and I wanted to be able to use that gift in China. So I was able to go and do that, but also I was able to help in small ways, just like making dinner and cleaning and all those things that were a huge help to them.
So you were there for a few days?
I was there for 2.5 weeks. We were visiting friends at their facility to help them clean and
Excellent.
Cook.
Excellent. So did you make some good Chinese food?
I just made really basic things. I tried to make some soup and we went to the grocery store.
I'm sure it was culture shock for you. What were some of the things you noticed about life in China that maybe are different from here in America?
So China moves very, very quickly. They had buses there and these little e-bikes that move really fast, and they had tons of roads. People are very focused on their phones, which, I mean, in the U.S. we are, but it just moved extremely quickly compared to anywhere here at home.
So they're on their phones even more than we are?
Yeah, they definitely were focused on their phones a lot. I think the government is definitely feeding them a lot of propaganda through their phones
Wow.
and the media there.
So what else did you get to do while you were there?
So we also got to go to an orphanage and we got to visit some kids. And it was really amazing because a lot of these kids had disabilities and we were able to really love on them. And it was kind of cool because here at home, I've been able to visit a lot of nursing homes. And it was almost like a kid nursing home, and these kids don't get touched at all. The facility moves the children around, but it was really cool to be able to pick up these kids and just hold them and then be able to play with them.
We've seen research about the benefits of touch. What was the most daring thing that you did on this trip?
One of the things that really pushed me out of my comfort zone was we were able to hand out books of Luke in China. Foreigners are not allowed to indoctrinate the Chinese people, is a rule in China. So when you're going in with the gospel, we're sharing the good news, and the government doesn't want that. First, it was really scary to do something illegal, but it wasn't because it was the right thing to do. And there was an incredible amount of peace and protection that was there. And even just doing that, it helped me realize even that we should be giving out Bibles here in our own culture, that we really need to be reaching our people, not just the Chinese people. It was scary. I mean, we put them in our backpacks, and so we had to go through the subway, and there was like a lot of policemen there, and then even going to the small village to hand them out, and there was cameras everywhere. The person we were with was like, okay, you need to make sure that there wasn't any cameras as you're handing these out. And so I give my first one and the person said no, which was really funny. But then as I started giving them out, it was just this incredible amount of peace in that I just was saying, hey, this is a free gift. And people took it. Their culture is different, that they accept gifts a lot. That's different than America, but we definitely, as Americans, need to be getting out there with the gospel and with the Bible.
I have goosebumps. Lauren, what could have happened to you if you had been caught? Any idea?
I have no idea. Because we were visiting, I'm pretty sure that they just would have taken them. But there was fear there in that, wow, like I have this freedom in America to be just carrying Bibles and giving out Bibles to people. Why am I not doing that at home when there's a need here in the U.S. that we need to be giving out Bibles?
So it makes you more grateful for the privileges that we have?
It makes me more grateful, definitely, for the freedom that we have and that we aren't using.
Yeah, and challenging us to do what we can with the time we have.
Yeah, and I love that here at Family Life that you guys have been able to equip even people with Bibles, that we had the Bible sharing. I love that. And we need to be doing that more because Jesus changes people.
And most American households have multiple Bibles. The key is if we would actually open it up and read it and then ask the Lord to help us apply that knowledge to our lives so that we would
grow wise and be more like Jesus. Lauren, this was an amazing experience for you. So what would your advice be to others that are maybe thinking, well, I can't dance, but I want others to know about Jesus and the hope that they have?
Yeah, and I took away from the whole experience, maybe this is crazy to say, I don't need to dance. I have Jesus. I have everything that I need. And I need to be giving that to everyone. I need to be sharing and going into all the world and preaching the gospel. And I think that maybe you feel like, I'm a small town kid. I can't do anything. I don't have any gifts, but you do. You have Jesus and his word. And I would say, get out there and start telling the people just around you, tell your neighbors, and then go into the world because people need Jesus.
That's U.S. dancer and choreographer Lauren. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News. How's the Lord guiding you to reach out to others?